कृतं नरं च नरोत्तमा देवीं सरस्वती यस्यां ततो जयमुदीराय नष्टा प्रेष भविषु भगवत सेवया भगवतोत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, The Descent of the River Ganges, text number, well, we have a lot of reading today, text number 15, 16, and 17, and only one purport. Ilavrite tu Bhagavan Bhava Eka Eva Puman Nahyanya Tatara Paro Nirvashati Bhavanya Shapnimittanya Yat Pravekshyataha Stri Bhavas Tat Paschat Vakshyami. Translation: Shukadeva Goswami said, in the tract of land known as Ilavrita Varsha, the only male person is Lord Shiva, the most powerful demigod. Goddess Durga, the wife of Lord Shiva, doesn't like any man to enter that land. If any foolish man dares to do so, she immediately turns him into a woman. I shall explain this later in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. By the mercy of His Grace, Krishna Swarupa Prabhupada already almost covered the topic, but maybe the only few things I would like to share with you about Goddess Durga. So she just doesn't like any man to enter that land. And that is not because she is a feminist, no. And it is said here that, wait a second, where is that? Yes, so who knows the curse of the curse by Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva. So what is that curse? Actually, it's not even her curse. We know that she was quite upset when so many rishis came to see Lord Shiva and she was naked. And Lord Shiva, just to please her, to make her happy, he blessed that land. He said, any man entering this land shall become a female. So that is not a punishment and that is not a reward. It's just a condition for being in that land, for entering that land. In case if any other woman would be present in the place of Durga, or in case if that would be a modern, contemporary woman, I would say that her curse would be, let me be the only one woman in this world and all other male, isn't it? This is our like eternal desire to be the only one. Better Purusha, and if not a Purusha, if not a male, so let us become the only female among many many male personalities. But here we have quite a different situation. You see, Goddess Durga, she doesn't mind Lord Shiva being surrounded by many, many, many female maidservants. It's quite an interesting situation. And Lord Shiva, by the way, he is not thrilled with the idea that he's the only one Purusha here. Because usually we would like to be the only one Purusha in our family, in our community, or maybe even better, in this universe, the only one. But he is not thrilled with that idea. He is surrounded by many billions of servants, maid servants, and he just doesn't care about that. So why is that? We will see in the next verse. So, Bhavani Nathini, Stri Ganarguda, Sahasrair Avarudhyamana, Bhagavatash Chaturmurtar Mahapurushasya Turiyam, Tamasi Muttim Prakritim Atmana Sankarshana Sandhyam Atma Samadhi Rupena Sanidya Pyaitat Abhigrinam Bhava Upadhavati. Translation: in Ilavrata Varsha, Lord Shiva is always encircled by 10 billion maid servants of Goddess Durga who minister to him. radical expansion of the Supreme Lord is composed of Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Nirudra and Sankarsana. Sankarsana, the fourth expansion, is certainly transcendental. But because his activities of destruction in the material world are in the mode of ignorance, he is known as Tamasi, the Lord's form in the mode of ignorance. So Sankarsana is the Lord's form in the mode of ignorance. Lord Shiva knows that Sankarsana is the original cause of his own existence, and thus he always meditates upon him in trance by chanting the following mantra. And before we will chant the following mantra, let me just read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes we see a picture of Lord Shiva engaged in meditation. This verse explains that Lord Shiva is always meditating upon Lord Sankarsana in trance. Lord Shiva is in charge of the destruction of material world. Lord Brahma creates the material world and Lord Vishnu maintains it, and Lord Shiva destroys it. Because destruction is in the mode of ignorance, Lord Shiva and his worshipable deity, Sankarsana, are technically called Tamasi. Lord Shiva is the incarnation of Tamaguna. But let me add something here, because Srila Prabhupada says Lord Shiva is the incarnation of Tamaguna. And sometimes in our mind, they think that he is not only the incarnation of Tamaguna, but Tamaguna personified. And we are wrong in that explanation, because he is not Tamaguna personified. And you remember, Daksha was thinking by that way. He was blaming Shiva that he is that and that and he's in total Tamaguna, but actually Lord Shiva is never in Tamaguna. He is just the incarnation of Tamaguna, and we will discuss it later. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada says here, since both Lord Shiva and Sankarsana are always enlightened and situated in the transcendental position, they have nothing to do with the mode of material nature, godness, passion, or ignorance, but because their activities involve them with the mode of ignorance, they are sometimes called tamasi. And what is that following mantra by which Lord Shiva meditates on Sankarsana? Text 17. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Sarvaguna Sankhyanaya Nanta Aya Avyaktaya Nama Iti. Let's repeat after me word by word translation. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The most powerful Lord Shiva says, Om Namo Bhagavate, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Mahapurushaya, who are the Supreme Person, Sarvagana Santhyanaya, the reservoir of all transcendental qualities, Anantaya, the unlimited, Avyaktaya, not manifested within the material world, Namaha, my respectful obeisances. Iti, thus. Translation. The most powerful Lord Shiva says, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you in your expansion as Lord Sankarsana. You are the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Although you are unlimited, you remain unmanifested to the non-devotees. Shri
Шри Чайтанья Виштама Стабтамья Напатали Свайам Рупа Кадама Хим Дадати Свам Паданти Камам Вандахам Шри Гуру Шри Тапат Камалам Шри Гуру Вишнам Шри Чайтанья Пасаградитам Прагаганарганатам Витамтам Садживам Витам Савадратам Париджана Сахитам Кришна Чайтанья Вейвам Шри Кришна Рахтам Сахаганалактам Вибишакам Витамшча Я Кришна, Каруна Синдху, Дина Бандху, Джагатпаде, Гопиша Гопика Канта, Рада Канта, Намостаде, Тапта Канчана Гауранге, Раде Вриндава Нишвари, Ришавана Сутаде, Пранавани Хари При. Ванча Калпатару Нишча, Крипа Синда Вевача, Патитанам Паванебью, Вайшнаведу Намо Намаха. Джай Шри Кришна Чайтанья Прабху Нитьянанда Шри Адвайта Гададхар Шивасати Гора Бхактари Харе Кришна 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 Харе 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 Рама 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 Харе Харе Шнападе Кришна Кришна Матариш
So there are a few points here who are quite interesting. At least they are interesting for me, and I hope they will be interesting for you. Because there are some apparent contradictions here. For example, have you noticed that Lord Shiva is called here Shrini Bhagavan? And we know that we have only one Shrini Bhagavan who has all six opulences, and that is Lord Krishna himself. So why Lord Shiva is called here Shri Bhagavan? And he's worshipping, he starts his mantra, he's Bhagavan himself, at least he's called Bhagavan here, and he starts his mantra as Om Namo Bhagavate. So he's praying to another Bhagavan. So what is the secrets of that Bhagavans? And before we'll start that highly subtle and very transcendental topic, let's read the verse again, at least let's read that verse again. So Lord Shiva is worshipping Lord Sankarsana. The most powerful Lord Shiva says, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you in your expansion as Lord Sankarsana. You are the reservoir of all transcendental qualities, and that is called in Sanskrit, so He is called here Mahapurusha, Supreme Person, and Sarva Guna Sankhyanaya, the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Although you are unlimited, Ananta, He is unlimited. Although you are unlimited, you remain unmanifest to the non-devotees. So how is that, that Lord is unlimited, but somehow He is not manifest for the non-devotees? Srila Prabhupada comments on that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that the modern civilized men, they have very particular disease. And that disease is they are not able to believe in scriptures. That is their disease. They are disbelievers. They cannot read scriptures, they cannot believe them. And that's why, says Srila Prabhupada, they cannot understand them. No way to understand the scriptures if you do not believe into them. But you may say, wait a second, I believe into our holy scriptures, but still I cannot understand anything. So how does that happen? That you believe but you cannot understand. On that, Srila Prabhupada also has his own answer. How we can believe, but how can we not understand that? He says, well, only that person who has very special quality can understand the Holy Scriptures. Only that person can understand how Lord Shiva is called Bhagavan and how he is worshipping another Bhagavan, Sankarsana. And how is that Sankarsana is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to understand that, you have to have something special. And it is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Prema Netri Dekha. you have to see, you have to have a special eyes, full with nectar, and nectar is a love toward Godhead. And if you have that special eyes, which are full of prema, that then you will be able to understand, not only believe, but to understand all the topics. So how to get that special eyes? And you know the answer. And you know that answer in Sanskrit, and you know that answer in Bengali. So in Sanskrit you say, Om Gyan Timrandasya Gyanana Shalakaya Chakshura Meritamina Tasmai Shri Kurave Namaha. My spiritual master gives me that special vision. And in Bengali you would say, Chakhudana Dio Jai Janme Janme Prabhase Chakhudana. That spiritual master gives me life after life, he gives me that special transcendental vision. And once one female disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, is it true that you will become my eternal father life after life? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I think so. And then he quoted something. He said, Chakudana Dila Jai Janme Janme Prabhuse. But instead of Prabhuse, he said Patise. Janme Janme Patise. So I will become your eternal father life after life. And by the grace of our eternal father, Srila Prabhupada, we are able to read Srimad Bhagavatam and discuss that highly elevated topic about Lord Shiva and Sankarsana. So about Shiva, and let's start the topic about Shiva and Sankarsana. Let me ask you one question. Why Lord Shiva is worshipping Lord Sankarsana? What is the reason? Why not any other personality? The answer is quite simple, because he knows, Lord Shiva knows that Sankarsana is his origin. But of course, if you know Shastra, you would say that is not correct. Because Lord Shiva is coming not out of Sankarsana, but out of whom? Sometimes it is said that Lord Shiva is coming from the forehead of a Brahma, sometimes from the forehead of Vishnu, and sometimes Narayana even. And if you already finished your reading of Srimad Bhagavatam till the 12th canto, you may say, no, Lord Shiva is coming out of Shesha. That Shesha who is holding our universe on his hoods. And by the time of destruction, he is moving his hoods and the flame is coming out of his mouth, and Lord Shiva, one of the Rudras, also coming out of that flame made by Sankarsana or Shesha. And that is very special form of Rudra, called Kala Agni, Kala and Agni. So he comes specially for destruction. I don't know if Lord Shiva prays to that Sankarsana, because that Sankarsana who is holding our universe, he is not a supreme personality of Godhead. He is not Mahapurusha. He is a Jiva. That Shesha who is holding our universe, he is a Jiva, not the Supreme Lord. But maybe Lord Shiva is praying to that Sankarsana, to that Shesha who is a bird of another Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is Ananta Shesha, who is a coach of Mahavishnu. And that Shesha, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, in the service for himself. Because he is serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, being his coach. So to whom Lord Shiva is worshipping, to whom he is praying? What is the origin of Sankarsana himself? We know that Sankarsana is the origin of Shiva, but what is the origin of Sankarsana? And here, you can take a deep breath, because now the theory will be not that intense, because now I'm going to say one specific name of the god and you will like it. So what is the origin of Sankarsana? Lord Balaram, his
original Sankarsana. So who is Lord Balaram? Srila Prabhupada says Balaram is Krishna. You can hear it in his lecture about Balaram appearance. So Srila Prabhupada says very strong way, Balaram is Krishna. So Balaram is Krishna, but that is a special form of Krishna. And they have absolutely the same qualities, but their complexions are different. And you know that. What is the difference of their complexion? So Lord Balaram is origin of Sankarsana. And he is like Mola Sankarsana. And in Vaikuntha planets, he may become, or he becomes, Maha Sankarsana. And that Maha Sankarsana, we think that Mahavishnu, who is lying on the Karana ocean and who is emanating all the universes around, he supports only material world, but it's not true. Because Maha Sankarsana, he supports spiritual worlds. All spiritual planets, all spiritual affairs, they are all supported by Sankarsana, by Maha Sankarsana, that special form of Lord Balaram. And then we know that we have kind of original Chaturyuha, means Krishna, Balaram, Anirudha, Pradyumna and Anirudha. But between Vaikuntha planets, or in Vaikuntha planets, we have another secondary quadruple expansions, which is Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Anirudha. And maybe you know some stories about that Vasudeva, because when we, if you heard that nice seminar of Madhavananda Prabhu about how Krishna never leaves Vrindavana, even if he is leaving Vrindavana, you know that Vasudeva, who is the quadruple expansion, he comes as a son of Vasudeva, and then he will merge in the son of Nanda and Yashoda. But that is a different story, we are not going to touch that. Anyway, so now we know that there is a secondary quadruple expansion, Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Anirudha, and Sankarsana. So that Sankarsana supports all spiritual world and all material worlds as well. And he's lying in Karana ocean. And usually we think, okay, let me just quote Chaitanya Charitamrita here. It is said that beyond Vaikuntha planets, there is Brahmajyoti. And beyond Brahmajyoti is Karana ocean. And in other side of Karana ocean is Maya. Interesting description. So Sankarsana, Maha Sankarsana as Mahavishnu and as Karana Kashaya Vishnu, he is lying on the Karana ocean. And it is said that that Karana ocean, few drops of which Lord Shiva always carrying in him on his head, that Karana ocean rises out of Sankarsana himself. So Karana ocean is not different from Sankarsana. And we know that our Ganges are not different from Karana ocean. And you can make a conclusion by yourself. So what is not different from what? So Maha Vishnu is lying down on the Karana ocean, and he is not in touch with material energy. He only glances at Maya, and Maya is on the other side of the ocean, and he only glances at that Maya. And it is said that in our scriptures, in Lago Bhagavatamrita and even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada quotes that Lago Bhagavatamrita verses. So it is said that Lord Sankarsana, he is so beautiful. He shines lighter than 10 billion full moons. And just by his reflections, but just by his reflection, this shyness, he touches Maya and he makes it impregnant without really touching her. And then we have our material universes coming out of his brief. And that is that Lord Sankarsana, he's the origin of Gardhadakashaya Vishnu.
And Gartha Dakshaya Vishnu is the origin of Kshira Dakshaya Vishnu. And now we can see that Sankarsana is Karan Dakshaya Vishnu, and Pradyumna is Gartha Dakshaya Vishnu, and Kshira Dakshaya Vishnu is Aniruddha. So Lord Shiva is praying to his original, to that original Sankarsana. He's praying to that Sankarsana who gives life to all of us. And he not only gives life to all of us, but we are all resting in him if we are not liberated yet. So when this universe is already distracted, we are all resting in that Sankarsana, because he is breathing in all of us and all of universes. That is our Sankarsana. And Lord Shiva is praying to him. And he says, let me repeat it again, Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya Sarva Guna Sankhyanaya Ananda Avyakta and Namaha Iti. Let me ask you, how does that connect, or how all these prayers are connected to us? Maybe we don't feel any connection with Lord Sankarsana, even if he is our kind of father, because he is Karana, Karana Dakshaya Vishnu. But we just don't feel like that, you know. We just don't feel that we have any connection with Sankarsana. In this case, we have very nice prayers written by Swarupa Damodara in his diary and repeated by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And now, as soon as you will hear that prayers from Chaitanya Charitamrita, immediately you will understand what is your connection with that Sankarsana. Would you like to hear? What is your connection? Okay. So this is prayers by Krishnadas Kaviraj from Chaitanya Charitamrita. May Shri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance, Sankarsana, Sheshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Gardha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. I surrender into the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsana in the midst of the Chatur Vyuha. That is our Lord Sankarsana. And if these prayers are too much for you and you are not reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, maybe, I don't know, but still, every morning you are praying Haha Bravo Nityananda Premananda Sukhi, and he is that original Sankarsana. Or you are praying Doya Kore Sita Pati Advaita Gosai. This is our Sankarsana as well. I mean, he is Mahavishnu and Shiva in one, so he is also connected to that prayers of Shiva to and meditation of Lord Shiva on Sankarsana. So, this is the Lord Nityananda Ram is origin of that Sankarsana to whom Lord Shiva is praying. And maybe you would like to know what is the common between, what is that common thing between Nityananda, Sankarsana, Shiva, Advaita Gosai. There is something which is common for all of them, and that is quite amazing. They are all our worshipable lords, but they are all our servants of the Lord, and they willingly accept that position to serve the Lord, willingly. And Lord Shiva willingly accept that his service is destruction of that universe, willingly. He has nothing to do with tamas, nothing to do with ignorance, but he willingly accepts that thankless service to destroy the universe. And Lord Sankarsana is willingly comes here and takes care of the whole universes, unlimited universes. And when he comes into the universe, Sankarsana becomes Lord's umbrella, slippers, or throne, or flute, whatever. So they vividly serve the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada says that what is interesting about Balaram, Nityananda, Sankarsana and Srila, that they all have this service attitude. They are all lords, but they have the service attitude. And if you would like to get that service attitude, because actually this is a big problem. I don't want to be a servant. I just don't want to be a servant. And I don't know where to get the power to be a servant. So if you would like to be, if you would like to know what is the test of being the servant, not being the Purusha, because we are all Purushas here, but how to get the test for being the servant, you may pray to Lord Shiva for pure devotional service, you may pray to Sankarsana, because he is the best of the servants, and we may pray to our spiritual master. But there are some conditions. Our prayers will be most powerful only if we are totally cooked, already totally cooked by the heat of our material desires. And we are already totally tired of our innumerable planning of how to be Purusha here, the only Purusha, the only male person here. And when we are totally finished here, then our prayer will be powerful. And we all know that special prayer with which we can start our devotional service, the real service. Let me just repeat it for you. Karpanya dosha pahada svabhava prichhamitvam dharma samudhyajetaha yachresya nishchitam brohitani shishyastiham shodhimam tvam prapanam. So the prayer is, I am your servant, I am your disciple, I surrender unto you, please instruct me. That's how we can pray to our spiritual master, or to Lord Shiva, to Sankarsana, or to Krishna himself. Thank you so much. Any comments or questions? There is a mic here. Maybe someone may bring it to Gyanagamya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for all these interconnections, which generally we don't pay too much attention to. If you could clarify just a little bit more about the personality of Sankarsana. You went over it, but if you can just, and tell the distinctions between Lord Shiva and Sankarsana, I appreciate it.
There is a paragraph in Chaitanya Charitamrita written by Srila Prabhupada on that topic. And it is said there, don't try, we cannot understand that. We can only take it as it is. So whatever I can describe is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that is, I guess, the fifth chapter of Adi Lila. And there we have, in few words, we have this connection between Sankarsana and Shiva. Sankarsana in few words, because if you would like to go deep on that topic, there is a fifth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita full of descriptions. But it is said that, I think it is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, and I think that is also mentioned in Lagu Bhagavatamrita as well, by Rupa Goswami and by Baladeva Vidyabhushana, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I think so. So, Sankarsana is Amshi, and Shiva is Amshan. So, Lord Shiva is coming out of Sankarsana. Sankarsana is his origin. But how exactly does it happen? That is difficult to describe, because Shiva appears in different situations differently. But he himself knows that his origin is Sankarsana. So how we can explain it, I don't know. And Srila Prabhupada doesn't explain it here, but there are some explanations in
Charitamrita. So we have Balaram, who is Nityananda, and we have Mahasankarsana in Vaikuntha planets, and we have Mahavishnu as Karandakashaya Vishnu, and who expands himself as Garbhadakashaya and Kshiradakashaya, and Shesha. And Shiva is coming out of Shesha, sometimes out of Brahma sometimes, but still his origin is Sankarsana. And they are all, they both are not connected to Tamaguna actually, because they are both absolutely purely transcendental. That is what is said in Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Is it okay?
Thank you, yes, very good. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Hare Krishna, you said of that Prabhupada disciple, that female disciple who asked Prabhupada if... So you said that Prabhupada repeated that janme,
pati say.
But pati means husband, yeah?
Oh, you see, you are right. I don't know why. I haven't noticed that. Thank you so much. I just took that part from the conversation or someone's memories, and it is said that it is said there that Prabhupada said janme. Maybe that was a mistake in the script. Maybe it was Peter saying. I think it was Peter saying. Thank you so much for your correction. I think it was janme. Peter say. This Peter is father. Yeah. Yes, Premanjan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Poti also means master.
Poti also means master. Ah, okay. Thank you. Any other connections, comments, questions? Shri Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to the Sanatana devotees.